Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Melachim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aster Mas Rachel Shishi B'zeicha Finer Zivug Hagun B'Karav Mamesh. And we began the Perek by saying Ezu Mekamin Shal Zvachim. What's the proper place of Karbonos? And we went through a very detailed description of the whole setup of the Azara and explained that every single Karbon has a place where it needs to be shechted and a specific way that the blood needs to be applied. And we had differentiated between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim, which is a higher and lower level of Kedusha of Karbonos. And we're in the middle of discussing Kachim Kachim, the higher level, and we had said that kachi kachim shchitas batzafoin, they need to be shechted in the tzafoin, which is the right side of the azara. So we continue with this. Mishnah Gimel says chatos at tzibur v'ayachid, a karbon chatos which is for the tzibur, it's for the congregation, or a karbon chatos which is for an individual. And we detail eluhein chatos at tzibur. These are the karbonos chatos which are going to be brought for the tzibur. Seir rosh chadashim, the goats that are brought on rosh chodesh, v'shal moedos, and those that are brought on yamim tovim. These are the karbonos musaf of rosh chodesh and yom tov. These are a chatos. And they're for the tzibur. Shchitasan batzafin. They're shechted in the north. V'kibul don v'klisharis batzafin. And the kabbalas hadam is done in a klisharis and a holy vessel in the north. Now here we get something that we have not encountered yet. V'damonton arba matonois al arba kronois. The blood needs four applications to the four corners of the mizbeach. So let's try to remember our description of the mizbeach. We had said that the ramp of the mizbeach was in the southern part of the azara. So that means that a kohen who's standing by the ramp of the mizbeach is facing north. East is towards his right. That's the entrance to the azara. And west is towards his left, which is the entrance of the Heichal. So the Mishnah describes Ketzad, how's this done? What does that mean? That there's four blood applications to the four corners of the Mizbeach. So all about Kevesh, the Kohen walks up the ramp of the Mizbeach, not all the way, about halfway up the Mizbeach. There's a little pathway off towards the right, and that's when the Mishnah tells us, Upanala Soivev. Now he turned to the Soivev. Soivev means to go around. And this is a little path about halfway up the height of the Mizbeach, which was an Amma wide, pretty narrow. And as he walks along, Ubal Loyla Karen Dremis Mizrachis. He now encounters the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach, because since he turned towards the right, and right is east, so now he encounters the southeastern corner. He does a blood application there. He continues walking along, and he hits Mizrachis Tzvainis, the northeastern corner, and does a blood application there. Now he makes a left, and then he reaches the next corner, which is Tzvainis Maravis, the northwestern corner. He makes another left, and he reaches the last corner, Maravis Drymis, the southwestern corner, and he finished doing his four blood applications on the four corners. What does he do with the leftover blood? Shiyar the rest of the blood is poured on the southern base of the Mizbeach. Yesterday we had mentioned extra blood being poured on the western base. That's where the main part of the base of the Mizbeach is. However, it did wrap around a little bit towards the southern corner, so that's where he's pouring the extra blood over here. And here also we encounter our first carbon, which is able to be eaten. These carbonis chatos are eaten within the curtains. That's what klayim means. This is referring to the Mishkan, the chatzar, the courtyard of the Mishkan was surrounded by curtains, and the same thing applies to the Beis HaMikdash, that these karbonos are only eaten within the Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash compound, and also Lezichrei Kuhuna, only eaten by male kaihanim. It's not allowed to be eaten by their wives or daughters, and B'chol Machol, it could be eaten any which way. It could be roasted or cooked, and L'yoyim V'layla, Ad Chatzois, it could only be eaten for one day and a night up until Chatzois, which means it's allowed to be eaten the day that this karbon is brought, that's the Yoyim, and the night afterwards, only up until Chatzois, which is halfway through the night. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet with more karbonos, ha'ayla, a carbon ayla, kachi kadashim, that's also considered kachi kachim, and as we already know about kachi kachim, shchitas batzafin, it's shechted in the north, which is the right side of the azara, kibul dam v'chisharis batzafin, its blood is caught in the klisharis in the northern part, and here we have another type of blood application, which we have not gotten to yet, v'damaton shtei matonos shehin arba, its blood needs two blood applications, which is four. We have mentioned this previously in the Masechta, albeit briefly, that shtaim shehin arba is when blood is sprinkled at the corner of the mizbeach, it's splashes onto two of the walls. So if that's done twice, that means it hits all four walls. Which corners does it get done to? So that's Mizrachis Tzvainis, the northeastern corner, and Maravis Droimis, which is the southwestern corner. It's these two corners that it's sprinkled on. And also, Utuuna Hefshet, Venituach, V'chal Ishem. A carbon oil needs Hefshet. We have to flay it, which means we have to peel all of its skin off of it. It also needs Nituach, which means it has to be cut up into certain pieces. And Chal Ishem means it's put on the Mizbeach and completely burned by fire. Now we know something unique to the carbon oila, that all the meat is completely burned on the Mizbeach. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav, continue to describe different carbonos in their processing. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.